talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Quietly back into your room, and I'll coast down the length of your drive by the light of the moon. And the next time we meet's a new kind of hello. Both our hearts have a secret, only both of us know about the night that I
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Kathleen by Josh Ritter, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We've got two really, really good interviews that we're going to be airing today. The first is with interior designer Amber Barron of Simply Curated Designs. And if you have never worked with an interior designer, you're going to want to listen into this interview because it's very interesting. It talks, we talked to Amber about what's involved with working with an interior designer and how an interior designer can really help homeowners and if you've never worked with an interior designer, I can tell you that once you do work with one, you're hooked. You're not going to want to do anything to your home without consulting with an interior designer. And the second interview is with Jared Dean of Fix It 24/7, and Fix It 24/7 is a heating and air conditioning and plumbing company in North Charleston, and they've been around 20 years, but they've kind of done a reset with some new personnel in charge, and Jared Dean's going to be talking about. They've got this. You've probably heard it on this station. The $39 tune-up special for new customers that they have, and one of the things that's really interesting about the tune-up special is they really go out and clean your heating and air system, and it's not a gimmick. They actually do it, and they're not trying to upsell you or anything like that. And then they'll tell you, the condition of your system and what you may want to consider doing down the road. But he gets into the philosophy of this new company and how the culture that they're introducing to their employees and so forth. So very interesting. One last note, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine will be out in showrooms next week. So look for that. We're very excited about our next issue. It's with our big bathroom feature. Have a great weekend. And joining us now is interior designer Amber Barron with Simply Curated. How are you, Amber?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Amber, take a moment and tell everyone about Simply Curated.
Yeah, so Simply Curated Designs was, I started in 2021, but I have been in the design industry wearing many different hats for a while. We are a full service interior design firm located in Charleston, and we also have extensive background, well, I do, in cabinetry design and renovations. I was a cabinet designer for about 5 years before, you know, going out on my own. And when we did cabinetry, we also would, you know, go into furnishings for the kitchen, lighting, countertops, hardware. And then that would turn into, oh, how about my dining room? I need a new dining room table. It's almost like give a mouse a cookie. The ball started rolling. And, you know, so I got into interior design through that and just really fell in love with it. I'm a sucker for a before and after, and I just love seeing the process through. So with Simply Curated Designs, there's no project too big or too small. We really like to take the approach that even if you only have a few rooms you want to, you know, redo in your home, that is something we would love to help with. We don't require, you know, only taking a full house or new construction, but we definitely have those clients as well.
Gotcha. A lot of people, I would say the vast majority of people have never hired an interior designer before. And it's kind of a shame. They maybe have some misconceptions about what an interior designer does. They think that all they do is figure out where the furniture is going to go. But there's much more that goes into that. Can you talk about like some of the different projects that you've worked on and the homeowners, what they were hoping to accomplish, why they decided to reach out to Simply Curated Designs to hire you as an interior designer?
Yeah. So I think the main thing that I get, you know, that's told to me during my initial discovery call with any new client is, I don't know where to start. I don't know what looks good. I have in my mind what I want, or it's, I have no idea. So what we do, you know, it's, I know it can be very overwhelming for homeowners if they're building a brand new house. They want everything to go, you know, everything to be cohesive, everything to go together, everything to make sense. And, you know, if they have a selections coordinator with their builder, we work with them very closely. You know, they've probably already selected all of their lighting, you know, their backsplash for their kitchen, their pendants for their kitchen, you know, everything that goes along with that. And we want to make sure on our end as the designers that everything we are pulling to make this design come to life will go with everything that's already been selected in the house. So we take that, you know, I ask very detailed questions, you know, what is your ideal finish? Is it chrome? Is it brushed nickel? Are you a fan of the gold trend? You know, are you more traditional? Are you modern? I don't want to design a room mainly in blues and the client comes back and says, I hate blue. Mm-hmm. So there is a ton of questions, you know, that have to be answered from the beginning just to make sure that we are on the same page as the client, because we don't want it, you know, we want them to walk into their home and be like, ah, you got me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love this. So there is a lot of back end work. And it's not just making the house look pretty. You know, there's, okay, do you have pets? Do you have dogs? Do you have you know, kids? What are your kids young? Are they teenagers? Can we get away with something not being, you know, can we get away with a velvet fabric? You know, if you have toddlers and a dog, no, let's try to maybe put that in pillows and not your entire sofa. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we take everything into consideration, how the family lives and how they operate day to day in their home life, and try to make the space as comfortable for them as possible.
Gotcha. And I always make the comparison, you know, you don't cut your own hair. You're not going to get any compliments if you cut your own hair. You sub that out to a professional.
Right.
And when it comes to your home, if you want your home to look like $1 million, it doesn't have to cost $1 million. But if you want it to look that way, Why not hire an interior designer? And the interesting thing is, once someone has worked with an interior designer, a homeowner, they will never do a project without working with an interior designer, because you can help the homeowner save money by not making certain mistakes, certain purchases that don't fit, and so on. Talk about that.
Yeah. What I think is really interesting is, if I'm browsing Marketplace or I'm browsing, Facebook, and I see people selling their own, I just bought this sofa for $7,000, but it doesn't fit, or this rug doesn't fit, I need to sell it. We definitely take out the stress, and we go into preparing a room for design, for it all to fit and flow together. And we look at the whole picture, right? We're not just looking at one chair or one coffee table. How can this room flow with the rest of the house, even though it might be just a formal sitting room? You don't want it to look out of place. Details like that are very important. And I think, as far as the cutting your own hair, I think that's hysterical. And it's so true. And, we take all of our fabrics, like, okay, well, here's your drapery, and let's incorporate that into your pillows or something. Here's an idea for this. And, our clients say, I never thought about that before. What a great idea. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned, money and budgets, that is one thing that Simply Curated takes very seriously. And I always tell my clients at our first initial meeting, we've already had our discovery call. I pretty much know, overall what we're going to do. But I say, I take budgets very, very seriously. I don't want you to ever feel that you're being taken advantage of financially. And I don't want there to be any confusion. I think I said, we're going to talk about money so much that I want you to feel comfortable. I always recommend my clients to have a budget. And I always try my hardest to stick to that budget. If we come in below, great. But it's always that conversation of, hey, I know you really love these, this fabric for your window treatments. It is going to go over budget. We can reselect something less expensive, or if you're okay with that, then great. If mm-hmm. not, no big deal. So I really think being open and honest with my clients has definitely, it's gotten me repeat clients. I just had a client reach out. We did a huge master bathroom renovation. And then she wanted us to help with powder rooms. We helped her with her powder room. And then I went in and helped her with her kitchen, just a few little small changes. And now she's reached out to me again to help her select backsplash. So the biggest form of a compliment for me in my company is repeat clients and referrals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What about the homeowner who maybe wants to cut a corner and maybe rely on the design advice of the remodeling contractor or the builder, or maybe they go into Melser Tile and hit up the tile designers on other advice on other things and picking out other things in the house, and when the tile designer, their expertise is the tile. And yes, they want to make sure that it flows and goes with maybe the cabinet sample or countertop sample or something like that. But, what's your thoughts on that?
So that's always a tricky situation. I know the girls at Melser, they do a great job and, they have great product and they're so talented at what they do. I've had clients that have shopped outside, and it really, I try to set that in the beginning of, hey, this is why you've hired me. And this is what, you've trusted in me in this project to do all of this. If you want to go yourself and touch and feel and look, feel free. If you find some things you love, awesome. Send me photos. Have at it, but there comes a kind of a fine line where I've put all this time and effort. Maybe I've already been and maybe I've already gone and sourced tile and, you know, we've looked at the tile and they said, oh my gosh, I love option B, let's do it. And then maybe they were bored on a Saturday or it decided to go look at tile on their own. That ends up just wasting their money because they've paid me, right, to already do this part of the process. And it kind of wastes my time. I've already put so much time into selecting and sourcing thousands of tiles for your specific job.
Yeah.
So that does, it does come up. And you know what? If they found a bar stool that they love online and we've looked at 10,000 and that's the one they love, okay, it's not the end of the world. It's still, you know, I want it to be a fun project. And, you know, sometimes clients do like looking themselves here and there, and that's okay.
Well, the great thing about what you do as an interior designer is you are able to, you have sort of a bird's eye view of the entire project. And, whereas a homeowner might only be thinking about certain aspects of a purchase, and they don't necessarily see the overall how the overall look is going to flow and everything like that. That's one of the great things about working with an interior designer is you folks can tell that homeowner that, okay, I know you love the look of a barn door, but it's really not going to look, it's not going to go with the overall motif that we have in the house.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's always fun. But you know, you hope that you've gained that client's trust through the process. And if you say, you know, look, this barn door, it is coming out of left field. You know, it's really not going to go with the entire design that we have planned for the house. If you're dying for a barn door, maybe we put it somewhere, you know, in a pool house or underneath the garage, or, you know, maybe it's near the kids' playroom. But we really try to be very respectful. A lot of clients have, I definitely want this. And, you know, we try to give them as much as we can. And you're right. We do go in with a bird's eye view. Designers are very visual people. We can visualize the entire thing. And that's really hard for typical, you know, homeowners and just people in general. Some people are just not visual.
Mm-hmm.
And where I can just think about this house and how it's all going to look when it's finished, or maybe your living room when it's all finished and how it's going to tie in with your existing pieces and your dining room and your kitchen that are, you know, right off of the living room. And I can visualize that. They might have a hard time. I spend a lot of time on design boards, having the designs really beautifully put together. I have samples of everything from the wood finish to the fabric to, you know, anything that you could need, maybe the hardware finish for the built-ins that are in the living room. And that way, hopefully the client can get a good representation of what the room will feel like and then trust that process moving forward.
Very good. And can you talk about, you mentioned the master bathroom and the additional powder rooms that you've helped homeowners with. Talk about a few other projects that Simply Curated Designs has worked on.
Yeah, we had an awesome opportunity to, we did a project. It is on the Isle of Palms, and I'm so glad that the homeowner reached out at the beginning of the project. As soon as we can get, you know, get involved, the better it's going to be. You know, when we come in late to projects, kind of later in the game, when certain decisions have been made, we have to work around that where the client might be like, oh, do you think we should have done this? And I'm like, well, I would have maybe chosen different lighting, but it's beautiful and it'll look great at the end of the day. And I truly believe that, you know, it's going to look great. And, you know, we do everything from full houses. So this client moved in, you know, had already lived in the house for 15 years and it was an older home. It was very choppy. It didn't make sense. They're a very active family, two big dogs. They live on the water. It's just a gorgeous property. Tore it down, built new, and she got us in at the very beginning, and we were able to you know, get everything we needed at the very beginning of the project. So we're talking playroom, her kids' rooms, her master suite, living room, dining room, media room, and the downstairs really fun room that's their Gamecock room. You know, kind of hard for me to look at those Gamecock pictures. I'm a Georgia fan, but that's okay. but, you know, so a whole house. And we had another project with Klein Homes over on Daniel Island that, again, our homeowner, the homeowner, they were moving here from Charlotte, reached out to me. We took on the project. Again, whole house, new furniture. And it was nice, too, because she had some pieces from Charlotte that she was hoping to bring into the home. Her design in Charlotte was very kind of glamour, you know, very different from our coastal town. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to implement the coastal feel of, you know, her now living on Daniel Island with her family, but still have some pieces. So I said, yeah, you know, let's look at these pieces when they come in and we can decide this would look great here. This would look great here. We can keep these things and then design around them. And I think she was really happy to bring in these sentimental pieces, you know, from her Charlotte move that they ended up working great in her home, and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings up a good a good point about some of the misconceptions of how an interior designer can help. And some people think, well, the interior designer is going to push their look or what they mm-hmm. like versus mm-hmm. what the homeowner desires. And is that have you heard about that before?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I want, at the end of the day, you know, we want the homeowner, the client, we want them to be happy. If I ever go into a house and the client is super modern, I mean, minimalistic, very, very modern. If I feel deep down it's not a good fit for my business, I'm going to tell them, hey, I love your, you know, I love your style. I think it's great. I just don't know that I'm the right designer for you. But I'm happy to reach out to other designers in my, you know, in my book, and let's see if I can get someone. So if I feel like I want them to get what they want, right? I want them to have a beautifully modern designed house. But is that my style and my, I just don't think I could deliver for them. I don't think they would be happy mm-hmm. if that's okay to say. I'm just being completely honest. You know, and I may, you know, call a friend and say, hey, I have a client. I think that her style and your style are amazing, and I think you would work so well together. Would you mind if I passed along your information? You know, I think that that makes people really respect you as a designer and know, you know, you can't take on every project. Every project's not going to be for you. We have amazing talent in Charleston with designers, and I love the community as well, because we all are kind of rooting each other on. And with the influx coming in, there's, you know, work for everyone. And if I am working with a specific client, they've hired me, they've hired Simply Curated Designs, and they come to me with a, hey, what do you think of this? And I'm like, I mean, I don't love it, but if you love it, I know it'll work. Mm-hmm. Get it. You know, art is one big thing. Art is very, very personal. I love bright colors. I love neon. And I love that. You know, if I present artwork to a client, they might be like, whoa, this is crazy. I don't know. And, you know, that's okay. We can go art shopping together. Let's set up an appointment and let's go. And kind of work that way. So mm-hmm. I always just try to be, you know, really transparent, you know, because not everything is for everyone, I guess.
Right, right. Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, your title is an interior designer, but so many people are asking interior designers to help with their outdoor space. It's almost like you need a new name, exterior designer yeah. or something like that. Does yeah. Simply Curated Designs, can you folks help people with their outdoor living space as well?
Absolutely. Yes. I love outdoor living spaces. It's like, you know, bringing the inside out in this point. And I love having a cozy place that you can hang outside, whether it's watching football, you know, on a beautiful fall night and hanging out with your friends and family. We do outdoor spaces. I love creating those. It's really fun to kind of have, you know, some fun in that area. And we're actually going to have a feature in the upcoming issue. I think it'll be summer, of an outdoor space that we designed for a client.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Simply Curated Designs?
Yeah, you can visit my website. It's easy, simplycurateddesigns.com. There's an easy link to shoot me an email. I am also on social media. My handle is just Simply Curated Designs. You can send me a DM. I answer it all. And we also just opened a private showroom off of Clements Ferry. I'm very excited about to host my clients in a really cute kind of inspirational space.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Amber Barron with Simply Curated Designs. Thanks so much, Amber.
Thank you so much.
And joining us now is Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. How are you, Jared?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Jared, take a moment and tell everyone about Fix It 24/7.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a lot there. We're a company that started a little over 20 years ago by Med Box. And if you're from the Charleston area, the Box family has been around for literally generations. And his dad owned an automobile service center right up here off of Rivers. And that's where our heating and air conditioning and plumbing shop is now. And so, yeah, Med started this thing a little over 20 years ago and has been servicing the whole Charleston metro area for their HVAC systems.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Well, what is it about Fix It 24/7 that makes you folks different from other HVAC heating and air companies?
Yeah, that's a funny question, right? Because, you know, there's plenty of people out there that do good work and good service. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't care quite as much. I grew up in this industry. I'm 46. I started when I was 12 years old, believe it or not. And so I have a deep conviction for, you know, the care side of things for customers, as well as the technical side of things for air conditioning systems. And, you know, like any industry, some people can be in it for different reasons, different motives. And that comes down to core beliefs and the culture of the company. And so in the past several decades, I would just say there's a good amount of people that maybe they prefer the money and the profit side of it compared to the care side of it. Some people get that balance correct and some people don't. So, you know, we just make sure that we do a lot of things the way Med always did them. Some things that he did automatically, we've put into writing. You know, our guarantees for our services are in writing, and we want everybody 100% satisfied. And we don't just say that is an inactuality. So that's a big part of it. And then also, you know, when we go out and do maintenance on systems, that's probably one of the biggest things that sets us apart, is that this industry, for the most part, you know, does have tune-ups or maintenance calls for systems. But a lot of techs and a lot of companies are really more interested in the repair call or the replacement, which we are too. I mean, those are two things that absolutely have to be done in our market. And so we definitely focus on those things, but we do a lot of maintenance, and we just really feel like, just like when you drive your car and you need to get that oil change, we know that air conditioners need that. Dirt is the number one killer of an air conditioner. It's pretty simple. And usually they're out of sight, out of mind, you know, that indoor unit's under the house or up in the attic, that outdoor unit's in the backyard somewhere, and you weed it around it, and that's about it. But they really need to be maintained. They work really hard here in Charleston. And so we're super serious about our tune-ups. And we don't just come in for 20 and 30 minutes and, you know, change the filter and tell you it's good to go. We literally take that system apart and clean parts in those systems that haven't been cleaned for 5, 6, 10, 15 years sometimes. And the stuff we find is pretty nasty. So I would say that sets us apart. We guarantee to do an actual full tune-up when we're out at people's houses, not just come out and look for a repair or look for something to sell you. We're very passionate about the tune-up side of things.
And what does fix it 24/7, charge for that visit, that first visit to clean and tune up a system?
Sure. Yeah, that tune up for any first time homeowner that calls in is actually just $39. We know that if we get out to your house and you see what we do for $39, that you're probably going to become one of our club members. You're probably going to want us out there a couple times a year to keep it that clean and keep it running that efficient. So we run that special, especially when we're not busy. You know, in these curb months, spring and fall, it's a perfect time to make sure that, you know, you're keeping everything clean. You really don't want to look for a tune-up in the middle of July when it's broken, because everybody's busy, right? Everybody's a week out, a week behind. So while nobody really wants to think about their air conditioner breaking or have somebody out, right? I mean, it's the last thing you need is one more thing on your list of things to do this week. It's just one of those deals where, man, get it done now rather than have to wait a week with it broken and maybe even just over something simple that could have been caught on a tune-up in the spring.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned club members. What's involved? Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Yeah, we have a club membership that goes like by per system in the house, and it's an air conditioning and plumbing club membership because we have a plumbing department as well. And so what that includes is for that air conditioning system, we come out twice a year and do that same full tune-up. You know, we don't just say, well, it was cleaned a year ago, don't even bother looking at it. Like, we keep it clean. You know, you don't want to just wait till something's incredibly dirty to clean it. You want to keep it clean. Even just a fraction of an inch of dirt on a coil can reduce its efficiency by 10 or 20%. So you want to keep it clean, not just grimy, but actually clean. And so we'll come out twice a year and do that tune-up. And then we also, if anything is ever needed, either on that tune-up or in between those tune-ups, any type of repair or modification that you need to your air conditioner or want, you get a discount on repairs for that. And then for the plumbing, we come out once a year and do a maintenance on the plumbing system in the house. Now, a lot of people would say, what's there to maintain? You know, there's nothing running or there's no like moving parts. It's just a plumbing system. But it'd be kind of funny to call it an appliance, but the plumbing system in your house in reality is, right? Like, it's a system. It was engineered. It needs to operate properly. It needs to be cleaned out. It needs to make sure that it doesn't have any leaks you don't know about. So we actually do that once a year for our club members, where we stop by the house, maintain the plumbing, look over everything, make sure there's no leaks they don't know about, you know, clean aerators and faucets, all the stuff that, you know, you kind of didn't even know you wanted, but you liked that you had. And then we also flush out the water heater, whether that's a tankless or a tanked water heater, we flush those out. And the reason for that is either of those style of water heaters can end up with a lot of buildup in there, especially with our water here around Charleston. There's a lot of minerals in the water. So those minerals build up, and then that water heater just has to work harder. It's kind of like having a dirty air conditioner. It has to work harder. And this is just all dirty on the inside. So, you know, that water heater's, you might notice that your water heater doesn't quite heat up as fast as it used to, or it doesn't seem like it has the capacity that it used to. And some of that can literally just be because there's so much buildup inside of those water heaters, and manufacturers recommend them doing that yearly. But you know, most people don't do them. Again, it's out of sight, out of mind. The water's hot when I turn the faucet on, so I have nothing to worry about. But you know, the more you maintain them, the less they'll break. And so you might end up with spending a little money on maintenance, but not having some catastrophic failure that costs you a lot of money.
When you say, when you're referring to the water heaters, are you referring to tankless water heaters or the regular tank kind that need to be, need some regular maintenance?
Yeah, that could be either. So it could be an electric water heater that has a tank. It could be a gas water heater with a tank. Those are, you know, two different styles, two different applications. You know, they require two different types of service to them, but then also on the tankless as well. Tankless, you know, well, they don't have a tank, but they do have a heat exchanger that has, I guess you'd just say, really small ports for the water to flow through. And so as those ports develop and accumulate mineral deposits, those ports get smaller and smaller. Kind of imagine a straw getting smaller and smaller on the inside. And so you won't get as much hot water through. They'll restrict the water pressure. And, you know, you'll say, well, man, the water's hot. I don't know what's going on. And it really might just need to be get flushed out. And those tankless get flushed out with like a solvent. Not as easy as just draining it out. You literally hook a pump system to it with a solvent. And it's pretty wild because, you know, the solvent should come back out the color that it goes in. But on the ones that haven't been maintained, it comes out pretty nasty color. And we just get those things as clean as we can, so they're efficient again, give you the capacity that you need again, and they last longer.
Gotcha. So Fix It 24/7 is what you folks, you mentioned, have come in with some other investors and so forth, and have really introduced a kind of a new way of presenting how heating and air conditioning and plumbing is performed here in the Charleston area. How did the existing staff take to some of these new changes that you implemented?
So, as I said earlier, Med started the business 20 plus years ago, and I started working with Med a year to a year and a half ago here, up here in North Charleston. And on September 1st, we rebranded with, the plumbing included in our services as well. And we have grown from those 20 plus employees to really close to about 40 now. I think we're about 38 employees, and those include, you know, more people in the call center so we can answer the calls when they come in, and more technicians in the field, and more people to do these tune-ups, more people to do any type of replacements or installation work that needs to be done, more warehouse management to take care of the logistics on parts. So yeah, we had our existing team, I guess you'd say, that we brought through that shift. And it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of, you know, hey, where are we going, and what's it going to look like? And that's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but I come from heating and air, and I come from plumbing, and I come from electrical, and I've worked with dozens and dozens of companies over the years back when I did consulting. And it really comes down to one thing. I mean, the heating and air side's pretty easy. The plumbing side's pretty easy. It really comes down to the people, like who's on the bus. You know, do you treat them well? Do they trust you? Do you trust them? And I tell the team here all the time, like, you guys are going to get a year or 2 years or 5 or 10 years down the road. When you're a little older like me, you're going to look back and go, oh, that whole thing had nothing to do with air conditioning. Like, that whole thing had to do with me growing up and me developing into a better grown up for my wife or my husband and kids and my neighbors. And so that's really where we put a lot of our focus, is really in personal development, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's the technical side of our trades, but I mean, everybody does that part. So for us, it's really like, hey, who are the best people to have on the team that are going to treat our customers with respect, that go out there every day wanting to be a hero, not just wanting to collect a paycheck. And so I won't lie, it's a lot of work to rebrand and start leading a team, and then add a bunch of people to that team in a short amount of time. But we just spend a lot of time together. We have company breakfasts with no business agenda. We do our best to eat lunch together when we can. We're, you know, different guys are in the field with the other guys, and, you know, no conversations off the table. We talk about everything. I'm more of a leader that says, hey, here's where we're going, rather than it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. And so it's a family. And so I think that's helped a lot, you know, just develop us into the team that we are now in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I remember you when we first met, you were telling me a story about when you first introduced yourself to the existing staff, and you were telling them about some of the changes. And mm-hmm. Heating and air companies are famous for I guess training their technicians to not just do the technical job of fixing and or installing the equipment, but also to do some selling on top of that, and trying to convince the homeowner to change out a system or what have you. And talk about how what you mentioned to me about when the reaction of your staff when they they said, so you just want us to go out and do what we're trained to do to fix and install these systems, not sell.
Yeah. And this is, that kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier about, there's just a certain, I guess you could call it a bad habit, or probably more of a business strategy out there that's developed or evolved over the last 20, 30 years, which is, you know, do a bunch of tune-ups, but don't spend any time on ones that aren't replacement opportunities. So, you know, a homeowner, and I always think of like ethics and, you know, what somebody's assuming they're getting versus what they're getting. And so, you know, if a homeowner says, okay, I want a $39 tune-up, and then all a company does is go out there, and if it's 4 years old, it's not a replacement opportunity. And so I'm only going to spend 10 minutes on it. You know, get me to another call that's a replacement opportunity. So unfortunately, there's a not every company for sure, but there's a good amount of people out there that has become almost like ethical in this business. And I read a book years ago called There's No Such Thing as Business Ethics. And it struck me because I saw it in the airport and I was like, oh man, what the heck does this thing even mean? But the whole point was there's no such thing as business ethics. There's just ethics. And so coming from the trade, I have a deep conviction that if you're going to tell somebody, you're going to come out to, you know, diagnose the problem with the system or come out and tune up the system, well, then that's what you're coming out there to do. So if you come out there and it's 15 years old and not running well, you don't just say, hey, why would I even waste my time tuning up your system? You just need a new one. Well, you don't know that person's finances. You don't know what they really need in their life. That's none of your business. That's the homeowner's business, right? And so we just always say, do what you came there to do. So I was going over some of those things with the technicians that are here and been here a long time. And I just said, hey, you know, for, you know, we've been doing these tune-ups for, you know, X amount of dollars for a long time, but we're going to do them for an introductory rate, but we're still going to do the whole tune-up. And I was just explaining things to them. And, you know, a lot of these guys have worked in the industry for a while in Charleston and other areas. And when I got done telling them what we would do on every tune-up, no matter what, they literally looked at me and said, so like, we're the guys that are going to actually do it. And I said, well, that's a good way of putting it. And their point was, they said, so you're going to give us as much time as we need to do an amazing job on these tune-ups. And I said, absolutely. And so, you know, there's that thing where unintentionally they've learned, you know, at different companies, like, hey, this is what we're doing. We're really just putting out a big net. And the ones that aren't replacement opportunities, just skip through those real quick and get to one that's a replacement opportunity. And again, this is not every company, but it does run rampant out there. And what's sad about that is the ethical side, the care side is, you as a homeowner, you did what really you should do. You called a company, you asked them to come and maintain your system. They came out, you don't know what they're doing, right? So you assume they're doing whatever it is they do. And they're gone a half an hour later. For all you know, they were on TikTok for 20 minutes of it and you didn't get anything cleaned or anything taken apart. So we clean the coils, we pull the whole blower assembly out, which is not fun, by the way, but we pull the whole blower assembly out, clean the blower wheel, clean that blower motor off so that it doesn't have that dirt and grease all over it. Because if there's dirt all over it, it's going to run hotter. It's going to fail sooner. It's not going to last as long. It's going to cost you hundreds of dollars way sooner than it needs to. Cleaning the blower wheel itself makes sure that that it's blowing the amount of air that needs to be blown. If a blower wheel is dirty, it won't blow as much air as it needs. So, you know, as that thing gets older and you're like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to run like it used to. You're right. It's probably just because it's dirty. It's pretty simple. So, you know, a typical tune-up for us will last anywhere from an hour or two, depending on access to the system and, you know, what type of system it is, getting it apart and cleaning it. Some are more complicated than others. But there's no way to do a good tune-up on a system, you know, in 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just too much to do. So even though we might go out and do that for $39, it probably costs us $150 to $200 with, you know, labor and gas and insurance and overhead and all those things. And some people, that's all they need. They need a $39 tune-up. Some people, there'll be a part that, you know what, it's bad or has been bad, or there'll be a drain that has been clogged for a long time that needs to be rerun. I mean, there's lots of things that can be found, but my guys like it because, hey, just go out there and do the thing and tell them exactly what's going on with their system. And if they need a repair or want a repair, let them buy it. But I always just said, educate and let people buy if they want it. Mm-hmm. So it takes them out of that salesperson seat. My guys, our technicians aren't allowed to sell systems. They don't sell replacement systems.
That's interesting because and I have the highest respect for HVAC technicians in particular because it they have to know so many different trades, right? They have to know electrical. They have to know there's some plumbing aspects that go into a system to and then they also need to know the mechanical end of what's involved with repairing and installing a new the heating and air system. So to you know that's enough for any one person to have to concentrate on, and then to pressure them to also have to do some selling on top of that is not ideal. And some of these technicians, there's a reason they're not in sales. You know, they prefer to work with their hands, and they're good at that. And so that must be a breath of fresh air for the staff at Fix-It 24/7 to not have that pressure of having to close deals in addition to doing the repairs.
That's right. And, you know, again, we're techs. Like, I'm still a technician. I just don't work on air conditioners. I work on people and companies and budgets and marketing. You know, I still am looking for, hey, what's working, what's not working, and how do we fix it? And so that's how we're wired. And the last thing most any of us want to do is even talk about the money side of thing. I always remember saying, man, wouldn't it be neat if we were just like funded and we just went out and did this for free? We found what was wrong at your house. We fixed the whole thing. We didn't have to talk about the money side of it. It would be a blast. So what they get to do is, you know, go out, and whether it's diagnosing a broken system or tuning up a system that's, you know, running, is go out, do what they came out there to do, do a full diagnostic on it. Because in my mind, you know, what that means to me is, okay, if I'm driving to California next week, I'm probably going to take my car to a mechanic that I trust and say, hey, change the oil, rotate the tires. And if you see anything that's going to leave me broken down in like Nebraska, tell me now, and I can decide whether I want to risk it or I want to go ahead and fix it. And so that's what our guys do is, you know, when they're in there, obviously, if they notice something that's not right, they should bring it to your attention. But they're not just going to fix it and bill you. You know, they're going to say, hey, here's this thing here. It's 100% broken. You need to do this. Or, hey, there's this part. It's about half worn out. It might make it through the summer. It might make it 3 years. But if you want, we can go ahead and be proactive and fix it, or just leave it. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. So that's really what they do. And in my mind, that's not selling. That's literally doing your job as a tech. It would be worse to be so scared to bring up any repairs that you, Tim, think everything's great. The guy was just here and he was too scared to bring up that, you know, your blower motor was about to go out, or, you know, you had a bad capacitor, or your thermostat was on the fritz. You would rather know that and be allowed to say, I want to fix it, or I don't want to fix it. Mm-hmm. So,
yep, that's true. A couple more questions. We're almost out of time, but I did want to mention my experience. We had Fix-It 24/7 out to our home recently, and a couple of observations that I wanted to share. Number one, there was a gas line that when the house was built in 2009, they installed the part where the gas line was capped off was galvanized, and galvanized steel will rust and eventually give way. And every now and then I would catch a whiff of natural gas and wonder what that. Sometimes you hear that, like when the compressor outside is kicking, or smell it when the compressor kicks on. But the technician for Fix-It 24/7 found the leak, and the holes in this gas line were not like pinholes. They were big. And who knows, you know, how dangerous that could have been and how much money was being wasted. The system was pumping out cool air, but one of the blower motors was not operating up to capacity, and it was just kind of spinning very slowly. And it was fine in the springtime when the temperatures aren't that hot, but we would have definitely noticed it once things you know, really heated up for summer. So you folks are actually coming out came out last week to repair that, to replace the blower motor. So I don't know. I was very impressed. And my wife was too, that, and believe it or not, we had worked with MedBox with the, with his company that you're involved with now, and his technicians had been out to our house previously, so they were familiar with the system. So that was it was a very good experience, and I just wanted to mention that about that.
Awesome.
But back to the questions, is there anything that a homeowner can do to help maintain their system on their own? Like maybe most of these systems might be on like a wooden stand or something like that. Should they keep the grass trimmed around it, or is there anything that you can suggest that they do to help extend the life of their equipment?
Absolutely. And some of them are the simplest things. You know, everybody knows to change their filter, and, you know, people will call in here with a problem, and sometimes we'll say, yeah, when's the last time you changed your filter? Oh yeah, I keep that filter. I keep that filter clean, man. I'm nuts about that. And then you go out to their house and they'll have like a filter that looks like it's been in there since 1962, you know? So, you know, we're back to that same thing. It's really not that complicated. Keep it clean. Like, keep that filter clean. Sometimes you have filters, you know, in the intake grill in the house. Sometimes there's just a filter at the actual unit, the indoor unit itself. But either way, make sure that's clean, and cleaner the better. So don't worry about, well, this one's not super clogged yet, you know? Okay, well, you're going to save $5 or $10 by getting an extra month out of that filter. But what's it costing you on your electric bill, because that poor air conditioner can barely breathe? You know, it's like running a marathon, you know, with a, you know, breathing through a straw in the summertime. So, you know, if the one you have in there is a little dirty, well, replace it. It's time to go, because the dirtier it gets, the less air that can come through that thing. And if that thing's restricted, you're already paying for a new filter on your electric bill. The second thing would be kind of like what you just mentioned, that outdoor unit. So the same thing, that outdoor unit needs to get air drawing through it. It's designed to have 100%, you know, of its capacity of air to go through that unit. So if there's, you know, some lawn chairs leaned up against the side of it, or yeah, you've got long grass that's come up around, or you think you're super cool and you're going to build this little tight, you know, cabinet or fencing thing around that outside unit to hide it from the road, but you put it too close to it and it can't breathe, it's not going to work well. It's going to run hot. It's going to cause a lot more electricity to be used. You'll be overpaying on that utility bill. And it could really, you could end up with some catastrophic failure because that system is designed to draw a certain amount of air through it. So, yeah, just making sure that filter's clean. The other thing for inside would be, sometimes people will put furniture, you know, in front of one of those intake grills. And it's the same thing. You've just blocked off all or half or a third of the air that indoor unit's trying to get through it. So you just, you got to let it breathe. Simple, but it's what we see the most is dirty filters, a bunch of registers shut off because we only want to cool this one room. Well, it's not how that works. That system was designed to cool the house. So if you shut off 10 of 13 registers, you know, it's literally like breathing through a straw. How well would you be able to run the marathon breathing through a straw, right?
Yeah, that's true. Do you recommend the 1 month filters or the ones that can last 3 months, or the kind that are kind of pleated and look, they're more expensive, a little more heavy duty type filters?
It really depends on the application. And I say that because, you know, if you already have limited filter space. You know, let's say it's a 20 by 20 and you know, that's limited for your sized system. So it's a little bit subjective. You could put something in there that's too restrictive. So you got to be careful of that. But if you have a, you know, several filters and you put some of those pleated ones in, obviously the ones with the higher MERV rating are going to, they're going to filter more, which also means they're going to get dirtier quicker. So some people go, man, I don't use those MERV filters anymore because good grief, they just get dirty all the time. And literally it's like, well, if you say that out loud, it sounds pretty stupid because the whole point is for that thing to get dirty, right? So, and then also comes down to, do they have any type of allergies, asthma? Do any of those dust particles affect you, which they affect a lot of us? And, you know, a lot of people will go to Home Depot and they'll get the, you know, the MERV 11 or the MERV 12, and this one says allergens or whatever, but you really got to read the fine print because those are good for getting dust out of the air. But the stuff that actually affects our lungs, hardly any filtration, any regular filters actually will filter that out of the air. You really need some indoor air quality products like some electronic air cleaners to actually get the stuff that gets into your bloodstream or gets into your lungs. And so better filter, the better. Make sure it's not too restrictive. And if it's the better filter you put it in there, be ready to replace it more often because it's doing its job. It's going to get dirty quicker.
Gotcha. And one last question before we go, is fix it 24/7? Are you looking to hire any experienced technicians that might be looking for a new start?
Always. It's always right people. So, you know, we've got a bus, so to speak here. And so, you know, we do our best to get the right people on that bus, and right doesn't always mean most talented or best or whatever. It typically just means right. Like, are we going to fit? And so, you know, I would say if somebody's listening and interested in something like that, you know, we're looking for people that want to be part of a family. We're not looking for Lone Rangers. We're looking for people that want to be supported from a family here at the office, supported in the field. We want things done correctly. So if you're the type that goes out and likes to take shortcuts and just try to make money, you won't fit in. It won't last. We'll find out really fast. And so that ethical moral line doesn't really have any bend to it. You know, if you're a liar, you're going to get fired. You know, if you shortcut everybody, we're going to let you go unless you want to develop. So we love to develop people. And so we're looking for HVAC techs. We're also looking for plumbing technicians as well. And still a few more people in the office. You know, summer's going to get really busy. So it's one of those deals where you get into your busy season and you never have enough. You know, every company, even if you have 500 employees, you needed 50 more, you know. So we're really scaling up, hiring four more technicians right now and two more plumbers. And so that's really the thing. It's do you want to be developed? Are you coachable? We look for chemistry, a good chemistry part of the team. Do you have good character, and are you coachable? And it takes longer to find those people for the team. We go through a lot of interviews, and you know, it just doesn't, it something's missing. And so it takes us longer to hire, but I would rather take longer to put the team together than put it together fast and have it frustrating for people or a fragile team, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll take our time building that.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fix It 24/7?
Yeah, you can go right to our website, fixmyhome247.com. That's fixmyhome247.com. Or you could always give us a call at 843-388-8888. 843-388-8888.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. Thanks so much, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. It was awesome.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.